1077 Today FM. I'm Kate, and on the phone with me, it's a pleasure to have Robin Godfrey, Adult Outreach and Collections Librarian at the Stratford Public Library. How are you, Robin?
I'm doing great. How about you, Kate?
Oh, I'm fabulous, and I'm getting really excited for this drop and swap that you guys have coming up this week. This time, it's the Kitchen Gadgets edition.
Yeah, that was something that surprised us. That's what people were asking for, so we're going to give it a try.
You guys are always listening to the community, so that's great. Let's just go over how a drop and swap works at the library for people who have never participated.
Okay, sure. This is our, I think, seventh drop and swap, and we've done drop and swaps for different things. So the way it works generally is on Thursday night and during the day on Friday, you can bring your items of a particular kind, kitchen gadgets this month, and you can drop them off, get an early bird ticket, and that will allow you access to the swap the next day earlier than anyone else.
Ooh.
So you don't have to donate in order to participate in the swap, but if you do, you get a half an hour to sort of get the first pick of things on
nice.
Saturday morning. And then after that, it's a kind of an open free-for-all. We're not taking any money. There's no money accepted for donating or for swapping. So it is essentially just come and take something that appeals to you, that's new to you, to refresh your kitchen, something that you need, doesn't really matter. So,
amazing. Yeah. We're just trying to keep it out of the landfill, and that's what I love.
Yeah, we're trying to keep it out of the landfill, become part of the sharing economy. So all of those really good things that this sort of thing does. And, of course, it also means that people who might be rebuilding lives or have had unfortunate circumstances have somewhere that they can come and not worry about having the financial burden of that sort of thing.
And I love that the library does this for our community every so often. And it's so great. So what kind of kitchen gadgets do we drop off this week? What kind of kitchen gadgets do we not drop off this week?
Well, we do have quite a list of this because we had to, for insurance reasons, we had to scale it back a little bit.
Right.
But so essentially, most importantly, whatever you bring should be absolutely clean.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we don't want anything that is rusting or musty or, food stained or anything
right.
like that. Please don't, because we don't want to have people go through those sorts of things. So anything that's clean, newish, we're taking cookbooks, cookbook holders, manual and handheld gadgets, things like garlic presses, measuring spoons and cups, zesters, mortars and pestles, egg timers, strainers, teapots, canisters, bakeware, bread boxes, scales, rice cookers, fondue pots, waffle makers, table linens. So napkins and tablecloths and things like that. What we're not taking, anything with a blade or a pointy end.
Okay.
So anything that's bigger than a bread box. So we are not taking fairly large appliances like air fryers or Instapots, things like that.
So things that plug in.
Yeah, well, we are taking some small appliances, but not anything really, really big. Because
okay.
we, first of all, can't. Make sure that they're working properly.
Right.
We don't want to pass that burden on to you. And we also can't make sure necessarily that they're completely clean. So,
yes.
So we're not taking most dishes or your grandmother's fine china. Please don't bring us your grandmother's fine china.
You can sell that on Marketplace.
Exactly. We're also not taking things like Tupperware, cookie tins, ice cube trays, and most cutlery we're probably not going to take as well. If you're not sure, give me a call, and I'll go over it. Or you can risk bringing it, and if I think it's okay, we'll take it. If not, you're going home with it again. There are other places that will take things like that. Goodwill is a really good source because they also help other programs within the community. So after the swap, if things are left over, we generally take things to Goodwill.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Robin, for giving us the lowdown on the kitchen gadgets drop and swap this week at the Stratford Public Library.
Kate, I'm sorry. I completely forgot to give you the hours.
Oh, please.
So the hours you can drop off are Thursday evening between 5 and 8, and also on Friday between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. And then the swap itself takes place on Saturday between 10 and 10:30 for early bird ticket holders and 10:30 to 4, or until everything is gone.
Wonderful. And you can also find the full schedule at splibrary.ca.
You can. Thank you very much for reminding me about that.
Thank you so much, Robin. We'll see you this week for dropping and swapping stuff.
You're welcome, Kate. Oh, I should mention that our next drop and swap is going to be early July for Wonderful. Board games and puzzles. Ooh. And then we're having a final one for 2024 in October for books.
I love it. Well, thanks okay. so much, Robin.
Thanks, Kate. You take care.